Donald Trump supporters may be disappointed about his second-place finish last night in the Iowa caucus. But one Washington Republican is happy about it. Former Secretary of State Ralph Monroe dislikes Donald Trump so much that he's sending anyone who wants one a bumper sticker that says, "Dump Trump." Ralph Monroe joins us, happens to be in Palm Springs, California this afternoon. Hi, Ralph.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. You are retired. You could spend your days doing a lot of different things. Why are you distributing bumper stickers that say, "Dump Trump"?
Oh, I just finally got so sick of the guy, I had to do something. And I thought, well, this might be an easy way to step forward and make my opinions known. So I had bumper strips printed and have been handing them out to my friends.
What does that involve? How do you design and print that thing?
Well, you just find a printer, and it doesn't take much to print a bumper strip.
Okay.
I just can't stand Trump, and so I thought I'd better speak my voice.
What is it that bothers you about Donald Trump?
Well, I don't think he understands our state and the business that we're in, the world trade business. I think he's a racist. I think his statements against Muslims and his statements against Hispanics are absolutely terrible, and we're the party of Lincoln, and I just don't like it.
Because there are different criticisms about Trump. There's that kind of stuff, that he's bigoted, et cetera, which you describe. There's also the he's not conservative enough, he's not a true conservative. Is that also part of an argument from you?
I'm frankly not sure what he is. He's taken so many positions, all of them seeming to benefit himself. I think he'll do anything to benefit himself financially or personally or vote-wise. And some of the things he states, the statements he made, are not only inappropriate and immature, but they're just plain cruel. What he said about Carly Fiorini, and who I don't know either of these people, but that's just a cruel statement and nothing that should be coming from the mouth of a potential president of the United States.
You've been giving away about 250 so far of these Dump Trump bumper stickers. Who's requesting them?
Oh, everybody. Just people on the street. They see them on my car and ask, "Hey, where'd you get that?" And the people have written to me. It's been on Facebook, and so people have written to me and asked me to mail them one. I'm happy to do so. I'm not trying to organize a big campaign here. It just, I guess it satisfies my own desire to make my opinion known. I just don't think the guy is an appropriate person to call himself a Republican.
Well, I think I would discount a Dump Trump bumper sticker just because I would assume, well, that's like a lot of people around me in Seattle. They're not going to vote for Trump or any other Republican. Does it say anywhere on the bumper sticker, "Hey, what's interesting here is this is Republicans against Trump"?
No, it's got my name and address and so forth on it. But I think there's people on both sides of the aisle that feel the same way. But there's I also have a lot of Democratic friends who probably will end up voting Republican because they don't feel comfortable with either of those two candidates. It always goes back and forth. There's a lot of Republicans who may end up voting Democrats. In our state, that's one of the glories of our state. You can vote for anybody you want to. You don't have to register as a party.
Well, things get pretty passionate. I mean, we're talking about control of the White House. How are your fellow Republicans reacting when they find out that you are advocating against the potential Republican nominee?
You know, in Washington State, I have not encountered, well, I guess I should say I've encountered only one active, longtime Republican who supports Trump. Virtually everybody else, some people scoff at him and laugh at him and say, well, he's our Archie Bunker, and let him keep it up because he knows how to push all the hot buttons for a while. But the vast majority, there was a conference of, I don't know, 500 or 600 Republicans this past weekend out at the Ocean, and I don't think Trump got one vote when they did the straw poll. Now, I could be incorrect on that, but as I understood the results, he didn't get one vote. And I know just walking down the street and walking around the legislative building and talking to longtime Republican activists around the state, I don't know anybody that supports him.
Well, I realize in the Puget Sound area, we're a pretty liberal spot, but statewide in Republican enclaves of Washington State, Republican areas, and you know there are many, why would Washington State Republicans be any different from Republicans across America who are giving Trump their support in all these polls?
Well, I know that people poll as Republicans in those polls, but the question is, are they brand new voters or have they voted before? a lot of those polls indicate that these are folks that haven't voted in the past. There's no question there's a movement out there. It's kind of like the same people that Ross Perot captured. But if we aren't careful as a party, this man will run as a third candidate and could defeat any potential chance that we have to have victory at the White House. And so this is always a concern early on when you get a wild card like this.
Do you think Washington State Republicans are really much different from a Republican anywhere else in America? And if so, how?
Sometimes they are, and mostly based on the economy we have. I think they're more interested in world trade. I think they understand how our economy is built into the whole world economic system and where we sell to and where we buy from. So I think they're more cautious about that, and they look at people who are going to enhance world trade, not hurt world trade. I think they're also more willing and open to accept people of all nationalities, races, and ethnic backgrounds, much more than many other locations across America. And you can see that in our schools, and you can see it in our community and in our businesses and so forth. So I think there probably is a difference.
Finally, we're talking with the former Washington Secretary of State, Ralph Monroe, Republican. Finally, if Donald Trump becomes president, despite your dump Trump stickers, what are you going to do with all those stickers?
Well, by that time, they'll all have been distributed, and we'll see what the next step is. But obviously, I would support any person who wins the candidacy of the United States and be willing to try to be a loyal American. But I certainly don't support him in these primaries. There's a lot better candidates out there.
If he's the nominee, you'll vote Democrat and advocate others vote Democrat?
No, I didn't say that yet. I'll just wait and see.
Okay. Ralph Monroe, you get to do that. Retired Secretary of State. Served for 20 years. Thanks for talking with us, Ralph.
Thank you.